What do you really want?
He asked at last.
A recon plane. For 5 or 6 days.
Zit got up and yanked a transport schedule clipboard off the wall and studied it. He could hear Turl almost purring.
You see this schedule?
Said Zit, pushing it under Turl's nose.
Well, yes. Do you see where it has 6 drone recons assigned to security? Of course. And do you see where this has been going on for?
Zit peeled back sheet after sheet.
Blast, for centuries, I suppose. Have to keep a mindsight planet under surveillance,
said Turl complacently.
Under surveillance for what? Every scrap of ore was spotted and estimated long before you're in my living memory. There's nothing out there but mammals, air organisms.
There might be a hostile landing.
Here?
Sneered Zit.
Company probes in outer space would detect it ages before it ever arrived here. Turl, transport has to fuel and maintain and recondition those drones 2 and 3 times a year. You know and I know the company is on an economy wave. Tell you what.
Turl waited, sourly, to be told.
If you will let us cancel those recon drones, I'll put a tri-wheel ground cycle at your disposal for a limited time.
Turl let out a small, shrill scream. Zit amended his bargain.
A ground car at your disposal, when ordered.
Turl lumbered over to the crashed vehicle that had blood on its seat.
Wonder if this was caused by faulty maintenance.
Zit stood there, unrelenting. The crash had been caused by too much Kerbango on duty.
One recon drone programmed to cover the whole planet, once a month. One ground car at your permanent disposal.
Turl looked at the other wrecks, but couldn't think of anything. These investigations were done and dead. Teach him to close investigations. He wandered back to Zit.
One drone recon programmed to cover the whole planet once a month. One armored and firepower ground car at permanent disposal, with no questions on ammunition, breathe gas, or fuel requisitions.
Zit took the forms from the bench drawer and made them out. He shoved the papers and clipboard at Turl. As he signed, Turl thought to himself that this transport chief really ought to be looked into. Maybe for ore robbery. Zit took the papers back and removed from the switchboard the combination key card of the oldest and rattiest ground car that was gathering dust in the garage dome. He coupled it with a coupon book for ammo, another for breathe gas, and another for fuel. The deal would never actually become part of recorded history as a deal, for the dates of the orders were carefully not coincident. Neither suspected that they had just materially altered the future of the planet. And not for the better of Intergalactic. But that is sometimes the way with large commercial companies. When Turl had left to get his Mark II, armored, firepower, the enemy is ours, ground car, Zit thought to himself that it was wonderful what lies executives told just to be able to go hunting. Kill mad, they all were. Machine kill mad, too, from the jam-ups he had to repair. What a story. Man, a sentient race indeed. He laughed and got back to work,